Hi everyone, welcome back to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And we have been talking about two really wonderful foreign films from Japan for you to watch. My theme, remember, one of them was Mirai of the Future, and it's actually an animated film, and it's about a four-year-old boy, but he is not happy.
He's not happy, he's unhappy, his name is Kunjang. He's unhappy because his parents spend all their time with his baby sister, Mirai.
He's a little bit jealous about his baby sister.
Yes, he is.
Baby sister.
And Mirai is the name of the director's daughter's name.
Yeah, so the reason for that is because he got inspiration of it from his family. Okay, but this movie is about Mirai, and an older version of Mirai visits the baby, his brother, so Kunchan, and she takes him on a really, really fun journey. Now, we also talked a little bit about the director, Mamoru Hosada. He created the story in 2018, and again, we said the idea came from his family. So, it should be a really, really interesting film to watch as well.
Yes. So, what is the second film we're going to introduce to our students today?
Well, let's take a look.
Amazing Japanese films to watch now.
Miracles of the Namiya General Store. This film first follows the owner of a general store. He gives people advice by answering their letters. Years later, his store closes. Three teenagers hide there when they get in trouble. While they're hiding, they get a letter. The strange thing is that it's from the 1980s. This is only one of the mysteries of the old store. Director Yuichi Hiroki got the idea for this movie from a book. Japanese author Keigo Higashino wrote it in 2012. Today, people love both versions of the story. There are tons of great foreign films. If you're having a hard time choosing one, why not watch one of these? Owner, owner. Harry is the owner of that yellow bicycle. Harry is the owner of that yellow bicycle. Advice, advice. I have a problem. Can you give me some advice? I have a problem. Can you give me some advice? Letter, letter. When Jessica was a kid, she wrote a letter to Santa Claus every year. When Jessica was a kid, she wrote a letter to Santa Claus every year. Choose, choose. Choose, chose, chosen. The teacher let the kids choose a game to play. The teacher let the kids choose a game to play.
All right, so we said we had two films we wanted to introduce to you guys. The second film is called Miracles of the Namiya General Store. And it says the film, or this film, first follows the owner of a general store.
Owner.
Exactly. Owner here is our word, power word. It's spelled O-W-N-E-R. Owner. An owner is someone who has a store or a business, and it means that they own that place. It belongs to them. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Harry is the owner of that yellow bicycle. Harry is the owner of that yellow bicycle.
So owner 这个字它就是一个名词，代表所有者、拥有者。那我们例句说呢， Harry 是那台黄色脚踏车的主人。那如果我们把字尾的 er 去掉的话呢，我们看到 own 这个字它是动词的意思哦，代表拥有。I hope I can own a house someday. 我希望有一天我可以拥有一间房子。 另外呢 own 也可以当作形容词代表自己的 I hope I can have my own house someday、mm-hmm. 一样的意思可是你有不同的表达方式那今天呢我们要跟同学们介绍的这部电影叫做解忧杂货店主角呢是一间杂货店的老板那我们以前学过啊杂货店超市叫做 grocery store 不过在村庄里面比较小一点点的我们叫它 general store、
mm-hmm. In Taiwanese isn't it called likeGamadiam.
Gamadiam. That's right.
So I think they own that, but the Japanese version.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next in the article it says, he gives people advice by answering their letter. So the owner, they're talking about the owner of this general store, and he gives people advice. Let's take a look at our word pair word. It's advice. It's spelled A-D-V-I-C-E. Advice.Advice is a noun and it means an opinion or a suggestion about what to do. So if you're having a hard time and you don't know what to do, you might call your friend or call someone you trust and you ask for their opinion on what to do. What you're doing is you're asking them for some advice. You're asking them for some suggestions. Let's take a look at our word pair sentence. It says, I have a problem. Can you give me some advice?I have a problem. Can you give me some advice?
Advice 这个名词不可数哦，它是一个不可数名词，代表建议、意见。那例句说我碰上了一些问题，你可以给我一些意见吗？那如果你今天真的要去数一件建议的话呢，一项建议我们就会说 a piece of advice.、
Mm-hmm.
So the owner gives people advice by answering their letters.
That's right. Letter here is also a word pair word. It's spelled L-E-T-T-E-R.Letter. Letter is a noun and it's something that you write or you print and it's a message that you give to someone. Now, the difference between a letter and an email is that a letter you write by hand, and it can be printed out on a piece of paper. But an email is a message you send through the computer. So that's why in the front, the E stands for electronic mail. So you can write a letter by using your hand and writing it down on a piece of paper, or you can write an email on the computer to a friend. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, when Jessica was a kid, she wrote a letter to Santa Claus every year. When Jessica was a kid, she wrote a letter to Santa Claus every year.
Letter 就是信件的意思啦。那例句说，当 Jessica 还是小孩的时候，她每年都会写信给圣诞老人。那另外呢 ，letter 另外一个意思就是字母。There are 6 letters in the word letter. What are they?
Oh, L-E-T-T-E-R.
So 6 letters.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, next in the article it says, years later, his store closes.
Oh, no.
When we talk about years later, we can also say hours later and minutes later. This just means like later in time, in the future time. When we talk about years later, it can be something between 2 to 5 years or something even longer as well.
Later 是之后。Years later, 就是数年后,他的店关起来了。So, is he still able to give others advice?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
In the story, in the article, it says, 3 teenagers hide there when they get in trouble. While they're hiding, they get a letter.
Okay, creepy. So they get into trouble.
Right.
They get in trouble.
Right. These 3 teenagers get in trouble. And it means that you did something and it's something bad and this will cause you to maybe get yelled at by your parents or an adult and you might get punished for it. So when you get in trouble, it just means you did something bad and you might get punished for that.
所以 get in trouble 就是惹上麻烦啦。那三名惹上麻烦的青少年就躲藏的时候呢收到了一封信。剧中我们看到 while 这个连接词我们先进 Matchbox 听讲师讲解 while 的用法。
Matchbox, 找亮点。
跟你说今天上课真是吓得我魂飞魄散了我正在国语课本里面呢把这个孔子画成火影忍者还帮他画了一个螺旋丸没想到呢老师正好走到我的后面 The teacher was behind me while I was drawing 真是吓死我了当我在画画的时候老师正好在我背后还问我螺旋丸是什么真是太丢脸了当什么时候 另外一件事情发生了，这个当我们呢就可以使用连接词 while。 既然呢是连接词，表示它可以连接两个完整的句子。例如，当我在吃晚餐的时候呢，妈在跟爷爷聊天。While I was having dinner, Mom was talking to Grandpa. While I was having dinner, Mom was talking to Grandpa. 注意到 while 的位置呢，它可以放在句首。但是呢，当 while 放在句首的时候呢，两个子句中间呢，就必须要有逗号把它们分开了。反过来呢，也可以，但是呢，就不用逗号了。Mom was talking to Grandpa while I was having dinner.同样的意思呢，我们也可以用另外一个字 when。 OK， 例如呢，前天小玉跟原子来我们家玩，他们到我家的时候，我正好在看漫画。When I was reading a comic book, they arrived. OK， 或者是反过来呢， They arrived when I was reading a comic book. 你呢可以用 while， 意思一模一样。 While I was reading a comic book, they arrived. 下次哦，上课的时候呢，除了记得当 while 的用法呢，也别忘了认真上课哦。
So who sent them the letter? 是谁寄这封信给他们的？
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Let's find out. It says, the strange thing is that it's from the 1980s. Ooh. This is only one of the mysteries of the old store. So these kids, it's probably happening in something like 2018 or something in the modern time. But they get a letter from the past. And they say this is a mystery of the general store. Now, a mystery is just something strange.That we cannot understand. And like I said, in the story, it could happen in, you know, present time, 2018 or even 2019. They get a new letter in the mail, but it is from 1965.
So from the past.
That's from the past. We can say it's very strange because we cannot explain why or how we got a letter from that. So that's why we say it's a mystery.Or we can even use it as an adjective. It's mysterious. So the old store is mysterious. We use mysterious as an adjective instead.
So 我们先看到的 mystery, 它是一个名词，代表神秘的事物、事件。这封信呢，竟然是从80年代寄过来的信，而这是关于这家杂货店当中一个神秘的事件。那我们也可以用形容词形容这个事件，哪个形容词呢？就是 mysterious.
And the article says, director Ryuichi Hiroki got the idea for this movie from a book.
好，所以导演广木，他的灵感呢，是来自于一本书。Who wrote this book?
Okay, it says, Japanese author Keigo Higashino wrote it in 2012. Today, people love both versions of the story. So again, the author is just the writer or the person who wrote the story or the person who wrote this book. And this movie idea came from a book.
So author 是作者，这本书是在2012年写成的。那作者来自日本。那到今天，人们都很爱这本书的两种版本。注意哦，是一本书，两种版本。So there are two versions of the story.
Exactly.Next, it says, there are tons of great foreign film. Now, when we talk about tons of, it just means a lot of.
Tons of 就是很多，它就是 a lot of 的意思，或是 lots of 也可以。那外国电影有很多， there are tons of films.
Yeah, even just talking about Japanese films, there's so many great ones like Totoro.
Totoro!
Yeah, I love Totoro. Anything from Studio Ghibli. There's a lot of great Japanese foreign films.
Also, one is very, very famous. It's called Spirited Away.
Oh, that's true.
神隐少女.
That's a really good one as well.
Yeah.
All right, and oh, there's another scary one.
Which one?
鬼来电.
鬼来电? It's from Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a really scary one. You like scary movies, right?
A little bit.
Okay, I think you can try watching that one.
Okay.
All right, let's continue reading the article. It says, if you're having a hard time choosing one, why not watch one of these? So if you have a hard time doing something, it just means you have difficulty doing it. You might not be very good at it. That means you don't know which one to choose. So you can have trouble choosing a movie to watch.Now, the opposite, you can also have a good time doing something. So, for example, I could say, I had a good time hanging out with Elsie.
Ooh, I had a good time hanging out with you too. So, 记得哦，要在 have a hard time 或是 good time 后面加上 动名词才可以。What about the word choose?
All right, let's take a look at the word choose. It's spelled C-H-O-O-S-E, choose.Choose is a verb and it means to pick between two or more things. For example, I always have a hard time choosing which ice cream I want to get. However, I know that if I choose or pick chocolate, it'll be delicious no matter what. So choosing means you pick between two things. You can have a hard time choosing between it or things like that. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the teacher let the kids choose a game to play.The teacher let the kids choose a game to play.
Choose 这个动词呢是选择，那它的三态是 choose, chose, chosen。那我们例句说呢，老师让孩子们选一个游戏来玩。那 choose 是动词，名词的形式是什么呢？是 choice。所以当你可以选择东西的时候 ，you can make a choice、
mm-hmm.。
那文章最后说到啊，如果你在选择上面有困难的时候，何不就看看这两部电影之一呢 ？Why not do it?
Or why not watch both?
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right. So this is our review time. Why do we have so many letters on this board? And they don't mean anything? Well, that's because we need to unscramble the words.
Unscramble the words!、
Mm-hmm.
我们要把它找出来，找出来正确的单词到底怎么拼呢？
Yeah, so let's try to find... Okay, I'm going to give you guys the definition. We can guess the word. I think that's easier. Okay? All right, this is...something like a suggestion you get from people because you don't know what to do sometimes. If I'm having a hard time.
You said a word that is suggest.
Yeah.
那是建议。所以呢课文里面有建议的是个名词 advice.、
Mm, that's right. How do you spell advice?
Advice. A-D.
A-D.
V.
V.
I-C-E.
That's right.
Advice.
We'll do this so we know which ones we don't have.
Okay.
All right. Okay, next one. This is something you write to someone on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
We do not send it on the computer. We write it out and you mail it to people or you can give it to people. What's that?
所以你要写信. You write a letter.
That's right.
Letter. How do you spell letter?
L.
E.
I remember this one. There's six...letters.
Six letters. That's right.
L-E-T-T-E-R letter. All right. This is a person that has a store and it belongs to them. It doesn't have to be a store. It's just something belongs to this person.
Oh, so he is 拥有者他是所有者他是个 owner.
Uh-huh. How do you spell owner?
Owner.
Okay.
O-N-
W.
O-W.
Own. O-W-N.
N-E-R.
That's right. All right. And the last word, it means you pick between two things. For example, I always have a hard time picking what to wear in the mornings.
So you always have a hard time choosing what to wear in the morning.
Exactly.
Choose. And S-E.
Choose.All right,
so
did you get
all
of them? Look at this beautiful piece of art. All right, you guys can play this game with your friends as well, but that's all the time that we have for today, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye!
Bye!
Amazing Japanese films to watch now.
Miracles of the Namiya General Store.This film first follows the owner of a general store. He gives people advice by answering their letters. Years later, his store closes. Three teenagers hide there when they get in trouble. While they're hiding, they get a letter. The strange thing is that it's from the 1980s. This is only one of the mysteries of the old store. Director...Yuichi Hiroki got the idea for this movie from a book. Japanese author Keiko Higashino wrote it in 2012. Today, people love both versions of the story. There are tons of great foreign films, If you're having a hard time choosing one, why not watch one of these?Owner, owner. Harry is the owner of that yellow bicycle. Harry is the owner of that yellow bicycle. Advice, advice. I have a problem. Can you give me some advice? I have a problem.Can you give me some advice? Letter, letter. When Jessica was a kid, she wrote a letter to Santa Claus every year. When Jessica was a kid, she wrote a letter to Santa Claus every year. Choose, choose.Choose, chose, chosen. The teacher let the kids choose a game to play. The teacher let the kids choose a game to play.